want to give Chris an opportunity to welcome us before we start today's talks.
Sure, thank you very much. A huge thanks to Joe and Pedro for organizing this symposium. I know they put a lot of thought and work into it, and we're lucky to be able to provide a little bit of space and moral support to helping pull it off. I know they put together a very thoughtful semester, globally expansive in its reach, and reaching across a broad swath of the MIT community as helping to plan and execute together this great event, or series of events. I didn't want to say too much, except, you know, I was reflecting on this a bit. I guess this is 20 years back in e-planning, and, you know, around 20 years ago, I was probably just in the early stages of my own PhD here, and we talked about the role of technology in planning a lot, but it also made me think of probably in every generational interval, right? Like, before that it was Forrester's system dynamics models, and, you know, or before that it was Putnam's model of the urban city. You know, we were always fascinated that city planning had been founded on this idea, well, we have information that we can use in various forms to leverage, generate new knowledge, and ideally leverage the forces of change for the positive. you know, but of course I think we're today, maybe we're in a very different period. Of course, 20 years later, we'll be like, oh, it was so quaint, the technology we were talking about 20 years ago. But, you know, we're like in this world now of ubiquity, right? The devices we have are everywhere. They're more powerful than any devices we've had previously, locked in giant storage closets. They can collect data. They can process data. They can tell us answers. They can guide us, right? And these are all devices we carry with us on a daily basis. So, you know, what do these disruptive and far-reaching technologies mean for planning? I think this is part of the charge to this great series of talks and the accompanying classes. You know, we as a department are facing, and we as a planet are facing a range of challenges that I would say pretty much existential. Whether it's the climate crisis, whether it's systemic ongoing racism, ongoing challenges of colonialism, lack of democratic processes, and just tremendous gaps in wealth and resources and how that's distributed across our societies, unless we as a department can contribute to helping make meaningful change in those dimensions, I'll say this, personally, I think we're failing, right? And so that's also the challenge to whatever technologies we might be able to bring to bear towards those ends. If they're not helping us move forward in the direction that we need to move forward, then I would say, why do we bother? You know, I mean, I don't want to be, I don't intend that to be a bummer. I'd rather intend that to be a tremendously important call for action. We need to leverage the data collection capabilities that we have today. We need to leverage the epistemological power that, that some of these technologies can bring to bear. And we need to leverage these to help simulate and visualize the places that we want, and then ideally help us get there through including the control of technologies that, or the control of systems that these technologies now allow us. And we need to proceed with an extremely heavy dose of caution, because we need to be the controllers of this technology, not vice versa. That's a big agenda, I think. You know, and I would just also like to all for us to keep in mind, because I do this all the time, I think, when we talk about whether we're going to call it, you know, e-planning. You know, we used to often talk about ICTs, and now we're talking about, like, well, digitalization. Well, you know, it does it. We're still talking about the range of those, you know, data collection, analysis, simulation, control technologies that I think are epitomized by digital technologies, and I think we need to, in my own mind, view them as another important, powerful set of tools that are not any better or stronger than many of the other tools that we come from our traditional disciplines and backgrounds, that we need to view as equal partners when we go forth in trying to tackle the challenges of the day, right? DUST prides itself, I would say, say on its the diversity of epistemologies we like to bring to the table, the diversity of disciplines that we bring to the table, the diversity of our respect for the types of skills and approaches that are necessary to tackle planning challenges of the day, and none of them reign supreme if we don't work together, recognizing equal value of all forms of knowledge generation, all forms of action that we can take, and most importantly, if we're not working in very close co-creative and co-design relationships with the communities within which we're trying to act, then we're not doing our job. And so I'm extremely excited once more about this panel. I think about the entirety of the sessions that have been planned by Joe and Pedro and all of the others that have been involved. I think it's an important moment to look back on 20 years, and I would say even more important to chart out the next 20 years, always with humility, always with respect for the wide range of disciplines that you have helped bring around to this table today and moving forward. And I hope with a tremendous amount of curiosity and openness to ideas, challenges to ideas, and you know, always with civility, because if anything, that's what the world really needs today. And I would just like to say thanks once more. Apologize for having to slip out early today, because this session and many others look really interesting. So thanks once more for the chance to say a few words, and thanks to you all for listening.
Thank you. Thank you.